You're listening to SBS News.
The COVID-19 outbreak in the Top End has worsened, with a three-week-old baby among the latest cases to be diagnosed in a remote Indigenous community. Chief Minister Michael Gunner issued a dire warning, stating he fears lives will be lost to COVID-19 before the end of the year.
The situation in both Robinson River and Katherine is serious. We know how quickly Delta can spread within households, and we cannot be sure yet that it hasn't spread further into the Robinson River and Katherine communities or wider in the territory.
Health officials say transmission has occurred in Robinson River as they confirmed 8 more coronavirus cases on Wednesday. Labor Senator Malandiri McCarthy has confirmed her unvaccinated sister has become unwell with COVID-19. Senator McCarthy has told the ABC some misinformation from overseas and from right-wing extremists is causing concern in the community.
The number of people so far, yes, they happen to be my family members, but irrespective of that, it is the fear that we've had in the Northern Territory, and it's now here. We've seen the Aboriginal Community Health Organisations certainly calling for higher vaccination rates than 80%. We've even seen the Indigenous Doctors Association say it should be 90%.
Further south, debate over Victoria's pandemic bill is expected to resume on Thursday amid strong and vocal opposition to the legal powers. Victoria recorded 996 new coronavirus cases on Wednesday and 9 fatalities. Premier Daniel Andrews appeared unperturbed by the violent words of some protesters, but described some of their protest actions as appalling.
There are some people who are threatening me, they're threatening my family. They are essentially attacking the safety of my family. Be really clear and hear this message. I will not be deterred from the work I'm doing to keep every family safe.
He says disagreement is acceptable, but other potentially criminal behaviours are inappropriate. In New South Wales, the state government is also contemplating which emergency powers should be extended. Under the public health order, the health minister can make rules such as limiting gatherings, but other changes could be made in future. Premier Dominic Perrottet says he is postponing a decision on ending the state's emergency pandemic powers until early 2022. He says he wants to ensure his government is not too heavy-handed.
I want to make sure that the provisions that we have in place as we move through the next 12 months are provisions, health provisions, that are necessary. It's also important to know that the pandemic is not over.
The state reported more than 200 new local COVID-19 cases on Wednesday and no deaths. Legal experts say many states are relying on emergency legislation to manage the pandemic. The Human Rights Law Centre's Daniel Webb has told SBS News, with an ongoing health risk, the legal frameworks need updating.
We think there should be an outer limit on how long a pandemic declaration can be extended for. And there should be some stronger appeal rights for detention.
In the national capital, Canberra recorded 6 new coronavirus cases. Meanwhile, thousands of people stranded interstate are waiting to re-enter Queensland once quarantine requirements are dropped. About 1,300 border passes for home quarantine have been issued, and 12,000 people are on the waiting list to enter the Sunshine State. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.